There goes the hooter. It is all over, and Dublin will be playing Cork in the All-Ireland semi-final following this big one over Donegal. 3-12 to 6 points was how it finished. And I suppose if we were looking down at it, you have to look at Emer Sullivan, or Kate Sullivan, excuse me, who scored two of the three goals. Sinead Ahern, the second half substitute who came in late for an appearance here, the veteran of Dublin football, she got the third. And listen, Dublin were just very, very good. The range of scores that they have here has been brilliant. They've taken points from all positions in this game and fully deserving of the victory. I don't know, Maury, maybe the gap that was in it, was it a fair reflection on the game? But at the end of the day, a 12.1 is a 12.1, and a hugely disappointing day for Donegal as they bow out of the championship.
Yeah, and it is very, very disappointing. It's disappointing for the players' point of view. It's disappointing from a supporters' point of view, from our own point of view up here, because, like, you just hit the nail on the head. It doesn't reflect how Donegal have been playing up to now. And that's what's really, really disappointing, is that, you know, they aren't 12 points away from the Dubs. That's what I truly believe, given their current form. So, you know, it just didn't go their way out there today. I don't know, they started very, very poorly. They didn't get the game off to a good start. Like, you know, Dublin got on the ball a lot quicker. They got in, they got their scores a lot easier than the Donegal were. Donegal were relying heavily again. And I spoke of this in the past, relying heavily on too many single individuals up forward. Not enough key players to take scores. You were going in at half time and Dublin had maybe 7 or 8 people, different scorers, on the score sheet. Donegal maybe 1 or 2 or 3. And this has just been the story of Donegal down through the years, you know, and relying heavily on that few. But you want to see that changing within the Donegal camp. But listen, it's a day, it's 60 minutes of football. As I say, they'll be disappointed, but I do have to reiterate the point that Donegal are definitely not 12 points adrift off Dublin. Unfortunately, today it looked that way out there in the field. But listen, the girls did well, and an All-Ireland quarter-final at home. Maybe the nerves were there as well, but you got to give credit to Dublin. They did their homework. They worked very, very hard washing out there today, and as I say, some super scores, and they got in for their goals, and we always say goals won games.
Yeah, goals won games, and unfortunately Donegal couldn't get the goal, and they never looked like as if they were coming.
No, and, like, you know, as the time chipped away, I told you, I said to you, I hope Donegal don't panic and go on the hunt for goals. And, you know, they didn't. Like, they weren't really even shooting for points. They were trying to get in for those goals on several occasions there, and the clock was ticking down against them. And you know, maybe rather than chip away, and then, listen, it overturned and went up the field for Dublin, got the ball up the field, and they never really come down after that. They were plugging away at Donegal, got another goal, and Sinead Ahern got in for the goal. And, you know, as I say, Kate Sullivan, I see down in front of me, I called her as player of the match, and rightly so. She was just phenomenal out there today for Dublin. A super, super player, great pace, and deservedly so the player of the match.
Yeah, I know we talked about this at length already towards the end of the game, but as we wrap things up, the likes of Kitty Dowds, Osoko, young players who will have learned phenomenally from this year. They would have got massive, massive learnings out of it. But we watched a number of players walk off the pitch there. The likes of Kitty Heron, Karen Guthrie's out with a group of young ones, and obviously getting hugs from relations. We've got a few older players there that this might be their last rodeo. They came in and they got an Ulster title out of it. Even Niamh McLaughlin, to that extent, who's heading away to Australia now, and it may be the last that we see of a number of these girls in a Donegal jersey.
Yeah, you're right. To be honest, I think it will be for those. I mean, they've given great service to Donegal.
Could maybe even Geraldine McLaughlin to that extent as well, who didn't feature.
Yeah, Geraldine, Nicole, there's so many you didn't name there, and Emer, like, you know. Those big players, and you know, you can't take it away from them. You know, they're entitled to step away. They've given their service, and it's up to the young ones coming through. It's disappointing from a supporter's point of view, and we've watched those players for the last decade or more, you know, playing quality football in the jersey and giving great, great service to Donegal, and it's superb. And I'm so delighted that they got their Ulster title out of it this year. You know, it helps soften the blow to this. And at the end of the day, look, when you look over the last since Maxie took over, Donegal have been in All-Ireland quarter-finals and All-Ireland semi-finals and National League Division 1 finals. Like, they've really been up there as a positive, as a team to reckon with. And, you know, they're definitely, and I've said it, one of the top 6 teams in the country.
Yeah, we'll wait to see what will happen next year. But there's several of the ladies have a big call to make now in whatever direction they are going. I see Emer Gallagher just down now doing her television work as well. By the way, Brendan Devaney's down there for Highlands. Get a bit of reaction. He's speaking with Max O'Kern at the moment, and we'll be airing that very, very soon indeed. But Maureen, just one note before we go, and it's about where we were again at the start of the year. And yes, there's defeat today, but there's a lot of girls got an Ulster title out of it.
Yeah, listen, and that's, I think, the thing that, you know, we need to walk away with here at the end of the year. You know, we're no longer in the All-Ireland Championship, and that's disappointing, I suppose, from the momentum that they've been gaining. But when you look back to the early days of the league, and everybody, myself included, wrote them off, you know, said that they were down and out and they weren't looking like a team that would be anywhere near an All-Ireland quarter-final, and here they are at the end of the year with an Ulster title under their game, three fantastic ones in their group championship campaign, and an All-Ireland quarter-final. The Ups had a score to settle today, Oisin. They did that here, up here in Donegal, and disappointing for Donegal, but not a bad year altogether for Donegal. I know we're relegated to Division 2, but as you say, we talked about the players that are going to be leaving the squad, and it is going to happen. And Division 2 is a good place to be for this younger squad. It's a young Donegal team now going forward. It's going to take a 5-6 year plan working and developing these players into a quality Donegal side again, and maybe, you know, seeing where they can go now in the future.
Okay, Maureen, as always, thanks for your contribution today and indeed throughout the year as we pull the plug here now in McCool Park in Balbuffet for the day, and indeed for the inter-county season for the senior ladies. Donegal bowing out at the quarter-final stage. It's Dublin who go to the All-Ireland semi-final to play Cork, winning on a final score of 3-12 to 6 points.